Crack-a-lacka.
There's no arguing with the judge.
We are editing this entire segment out of the podcast.
I apologize. I will flagellate myself later.
I hope you come up with something good.
All right, this is going to go great.
How now, brown cow?
Red leather, yellow leather.
What's the haps?
What are the haps? You're listening to A Little Nonsense, where the conversation is competitive and the ads aren't real. I am your host and moderator, Joe Moracle. And with me, as always, are the mashed potatoes and gravy to my turkey, Sean Keller.
Ooh, I'll be them mashed taters.
And Mike Pareto.
That was my best turkey impression.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad. At the top of the episode, we're going to Sean. Sean, what have you got for us?
Well, I've got just an expression of thanks.
Ooh, how apropos with Thanksgiving only being 2 days away.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, how about that? That's so random.
Yeah. And so what is this? What's this expression of thanks brought to us by?
Mike.
Mike?
Thank you, Sean. It's brought to us by crappy shit no one wants. Buy some crappy shit no one wants for way more than it's worth. A used plastic shoehorn, $900, idiot. A broken 1mm Pilot ballpoint pen with dirt jammed in the clicker, I don't know, $85. Moron. This thing, a shard of purple glass, whatever, it's $20,000. Crappy shit no one wants. Yes, this is a money laundering operation. Back to you, Sean.
Thanks, Mike. Oh, well, so as Joe mentioned, Thanksgiving is just a couple of days away. So I wanted my first segment tonight to be an expression of thanks, specifically to you, Joe.
Oh, all right.
I want our listeners to know that a few days ago, I sort of made it known to the group here, to the trio, that I've been a little stressed out and I've got a lot going on recently. My wife is pregnant, and I'm gonna be doing my one man Star Wars show in a little while here, and I've just got a lot going on, and so Joe very graciously offered to edit the previous episode and this episode, and. I just wanted to say thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. And hearing this as I'm editing it will be a very welcome thing.
Sean, why do you sound like Darth Vader? Why do you sound exactly like Darth Vader right now?
It's funny you should say that, Mike, because my actual expression of thanks to Joe is that for my first segment tonight, I'm bringing back Editing Nightmare Theater.
Come on.
We are space-time detectives, or STDs. In the future, cops have two partners. As always, Mike is Detective Bonefire, Joe's Detective Goldballs, and I'm Detective Orbis.
You son of a bitch.
Detective Log, Stardate 80085. Our attempt to rescue King Thaddeus Babington the 69th was not successful. While we escaped with our lives, the kidnapped king turned out to be nothing more than a killer robot meant to steer us off track. The real king remains unfound. Luckily, the geeks down at the lab have traced some of the robot's circuitry to an old mining facility on Tapioca 7. But before they can reach it, their ship snaps out of hyperspace, alarms blaring. Hey, Bonefire! Bonefire, can you turn off that alarm that sounds exactly like a bunch of cats?
Roger that. Nice. I forgot I was Bonefire. I'm sorry.
thanks, Bonefire.
Yeah, click.
What's our sitch here?
We've dropped out of hyperspace. Unexpectedly, we're surrounded.
Oh my gosh, surrounded by...
We're surrounded by space.
What a wonderful change of pace, and space is perfectly silent.
I'm trying to help you.
Well, we better see if we can get this thing back up and running. Bonefire, do you have your toolkit?
I do. As always, I have my toolkit.
All right, good. Why don't you see what you can do? Open that thing up. What do we got here?
All right. Well, I'm gonna take this sonic axe here. First of all, I gotta take it to bust open this thing.
The mechanical room. Yeah, we never should have locked it and then thrown away the key.
In hindsight, locking that room was silly.
Well, but we have this axe, though.
First, I've got to check on little buddy, our dog. Let me just let him out real quick.
Into space?
Nope. Just out of his crate. Hold on, I gotta.
Oh, thank goodness! I thought you were about to shoot him out an airlock.
I've got to open his code-activated crate. I set the.
No, that's the airlock side.
Oh shit! Oh, buddy. Oh.
Now he's suffocating, which is completely silent in space.
Oh, buddy. Oh, no.
It's okay. It's okay. I made a clone of Buddy before we left.
I'm going to heck open this panel here. Shit. Okay. Here we go.
Does anybody want tea? I put the kettle on.
I would like some tea.
Thanks, Goldballs. I'll take some, too.
Do you still take 2 lumps of sugar, Orbis?
Actually, could you blend up this watermelon and toss that in there for me?
I mean,
this entire watermelon.
I have this brand new Vitamix blender, so I'm just gonna fire that up and get a nice puree going.
Perfect. While you're doing that, and while Bonefire is hacking away with that axe, I'm just going to practice my sweet lightsaber moves in the corner over here.
Oh, is that a new lightsaber?
Yeah, I'm just going to be wildly flailing this lightsaber around while you're making tea.
Sure.
All right, guys, I've got it open, but there's sparks flying everywhere. Oh, God, I can barely hear anything. It's so loud.
Sorry, that's the blender.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a fire extinguisher for those sparks.
Oh,
here, let me get it. Oh, wait a second. That wasn't a fire extinguisher. That was an air horn. Hang on. Let me try this one. No, that wasn't a fire extinguisher either. That was David Hasselhoff singing in German.
Wait, let me.
I love this. I love this song. Wait.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
This is a good one. Yeah.
Let me try this here. I've got a portable fire extinguisher on me. I forgot about it till just now. Oh wait, no, that's a portal to a bunch of cats. Yep. Oh, but actually it's working. Yeah, the cats are all on fire. They're screaming. Yeah. They're being sucked back into the portal now along with the fire.
So, in a sense, it was a fire extinguisher.
It did, yes, it did extinguish the fire.
All right. Well, hey, Bonefire, are we into that mechanical room? Can we get this hyperdrive back up and running?
Yeah, let me just talk to the computer real quick here. Let's see here. Let's just plug in some numbers here. Okay. Okay, talking to the ship now.
Porque ya no tiene sexo conmigo, Bonefire.
Okay, yes.
I didn't realize you spoke Spanish. I didn't understand a single thing the ship just said.
Oh, yes, I understood everything, because I...
It was just rapid
I
Spanish.
I do speak space Spanish.
Eres una pequeña puta que no puede manejar una computadora real como yo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. Hyperdrive is fixed now.
Oh, so it just needed somebody to talk to.
Yeah. We're
I
good
understand.
To go.
All right, great. Well, let's get over to Tapioca 7. We might be on the right track to find King Babington the 69th.
Here's your watermelon tea, Orbis.
Thanks. Engage hyperdrive, Bonefire.
All right. In 3, 2, 1.
All right, we made it. Tapioca 7. Oh, no, wait a minute. There's so much turbulence. We're breaking through the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, Bonefire, you're getting your tea all over you.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I don't know. All this turbulence sounds like a bunch of tiny pebbles banging up against metal. All right, can you set us down safely, Goldballs?
Yeah, I can land anything under any conditions. Just give me a second.
Why don't you sit down on that huge pile of mice?
that looks like a good spot.
Yeah, that'll be a nice cushy landing. Alright, and there we go.
Alright, let's go explore this mining old mining facility and see if we can find King Babington. Looks like the door is open here. It's a very, very small door. We're gonna have to squeeze through it. Can you guys oil me up? I'll go first.
Yeah, it's your turn to oil him up, Bonfire.
I've got oil right here on my utility belt.
Pervy, I just squeeze it. Squeeze it all over my body.
Here we go. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you know what? I found a larger door right over here. Never mind.
Sorry for smacking you on the ass just now.
No, apology not accepted.
Guys, I can still hear some of the mice squirming and dying.
Wait a minute, the mice! Look at them! They're all... The ones that survived are all following the same direction.
Away from us. What do you think it means?
I don't know. I think we should follow them. They could lead us to King Babington the 69th.
So we're just going to keep hearing these mice.
Yeah. So I guess we're just going to keep hearing them for the rest of this episode.
You might be right. King Thaddeus Babington was fond of mice and other rodents.
He was. Look, they all went into that enormous cave. Can you hear how all of their little mice sounds are echoing?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I think some of those might be bats.
We should go in there with the bats and the mice. Maybe our voices will also echo in the large cavernous space.
I'm pretty sure they will.
Bonfire, did you bring your electric guitar?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Perfect. Why don't you play a lick with that guitar and see if we can stir up some more activity in the cave?
Here we go. I'm gonna play some Metallica.
No, you're not. The department does not have that kind of money.
Wait a minute. Look. It's the king.
Thaddeus.
I think it was the king.
Oh my god, he's being devoured by mice.
Wait a minute, there's a note. It says, I am not King Babington the 69th.
Oh, that's a relief.
Ha ha ha.
Oh, the king and his pranks.
Another dead end.
Until next time.
I guess that's the end. Till next time. Happy Thanksgiving, Joe.
Yeah, thanks very much, Sean. It's a small consolation giving you that point just now.
What a successful mission, guys.
Yeah, we're really good space cops.
Seriously.
All right, next, we're going to Mike. Mike, what have you got for us?
I have a Thanksgiving potluck challenge segment for us.
Oh, no.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be, it really is going to be interesting. Joe, who is this brought to us by?
This year, kick your Thanksgiving into gear with Monster Energy Gravy. We took the meanest energy drink on the planet and turned it into a gravy.
Gross.
Now it's all thick and salty. You won't be ready for a nap this year after you chow down on a turkey drowning in Monster Energy gravy. And if dinner's already done and you just need a big bad buzz, crack open an ice cold can of Monster Energy Gravy and chug that bitch. Monster Energy Gravy. It's really just Monster Energy mixed with gravy.
Yuck.
Back to you, Mike.
I don't know why they had to get so honest at the very end.
Oh, God. All right, so the Thanksgiving potluck challenge. Yeah. So we're each tasked with bringing a hot side dish to Thanksgiving. Okay. So first, I'm going to ask each of you, what would you like to bring? And then I'm going to ask, to make it fair, I'm going to ask you guys to pick one for me. Okay? So, all right. So Joe, all right. What is your hot side dish going to be?
My hot side dish will be sausage stuffing.
Mm, that sounds pretty good. Sean?
I'm going to go with the tried and true homemade macaroni and cheese.
Excellent. Excellent choice. And what would you guys like me to bring to the potluck?
If it's going to be warm.
It's got to be a hot dish.
What do you, yeah. Sean, let's confer here. I'm thinking we need something very iconic, like casserole.
Is stuffing not served hot?
Well, Joe already picked a kind of stuffing, so.
Yeah.
That's okay. All right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Green bean casserole is great. Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
All right. Mike, you're bringing green bean casserole.
Excellent. That is an iconic choice. So obviously, this is a challenge. So, as with most of our challenges and related segments, I'm going to have to ask you to, using the honor system, not access the internet to Google anything here. But the challenge is this. So now that you've chosen your side dish, I want each of us to spontaneously come up with the recipe to serve 10 people, including ingredients and measurements.
Oh my God.
Not just that, but once you have, we're going to have to make it and then report back after Thanksgiving.
Wait, for 10 people?
Yeah, a recipe,
what an enormous waste of food.
A recipe to serve 10 people.
Wait, we're making it for Thanksgiving?
We're going to make it. And
I love it.
We're going to, at some point after Thanksgiving.
This is not going to
It's not going to go
well. All right, I like it.
Especially for me. I feel pretty good for Sean right now because he made a good choice.
Yeah, I picked a really easy dish.
I've never even remotely tried to make a green bean casserole, so this is going to be a struggle, but at some point after Thanksgiving. All right, so because it's my challenge, I'll go ahead and go first, I guess.
Oh, God.
So we're going to do, it's 10 people, so we're going to do 4 16-ounce cans of green beans, strained, and then I'm going to get, I'm going to get 4 cans of cream of mushroom soup, maybe? I know that there's a soup that's used for this dish.
I can't tell
okay,
you.
Okay, so we're going to do cream of mushroom. I hate mushrooms.
I'm just glad I'm not going to Mike's Thanksgiving dinner.
We're going to do 4 cans of 16-ounce cream of mushroom soup. Going to put that into a pot and put it on medium heat. For some reason, I don't know. It's gonna go in the oven, so it probably doesn't matter. But I'm gonna do that anyway. I'm gonna add 2 teaspoons of black pepper, a teaspoon of salt, and a pinch of oregano. I'm gonna mix in some, I'd say, a half a cup of Parmesan cheese into my soup concoction.
Oh God.
I'm gonna pour that. Once it has started to bubble, I'm gonna turn it off. I'm gonna pour it into a baking pan. And then I'm gonna take the strained green beans, I'm gonna put them on top, and then I'm going to cover that with Asiago cheese and onion straws, and I'm going to save a little bit of the soup to pour over the top of it, and I'm going to bake that at 350 degrees for 40 minutes. No, because the soup is hot already, for 25 minutes. and then we're gonna see what happens with that.
Oh Jesus!
Good God!
Have your fire extinguisher.
Joe, you've cooked it before. Was I even remotely close to the correct recipe for that?
I'm gonna be honest. You listed so much stuff, I spaced the fuck out. I tuned out way early on into that.
Okay, well, who wants to go next?
No, I don't care. I'll go next. All right, so I'm gonna take two boxes of penne noodles. I'm gonna use the wheat, the whole wheat noodles, just because they're a little healthier. And I'm going to put those in a big old pot to boil so that I can get those cooked. In the meantime, in a separate pot, or really pan, I'm going to have half a stick of butter. I'm going to have 1 cup of heavy cream. And I'm gonna make sure that gets all nice and melty and warm. And then I'm going to pour in a half a cup of whole milk. And I'm going to put in 2 cups of grated Parmesan cheese. And I'm going to kind of just stir that around and make sure it gets nice and liquidy without getting chunky. I am then going to drain the noodles and take my soupy cheesy mixture and dump it into the pot that I was using for the noodles just to save on dishes. Mix that all up really nicely, get every little noodle nice and soaked. And then I'm going to take that whole concoction and I'm going to dump it into a large glass baking tray, or 2 trays if need be. It depends on how much I've got. I think I can get it all in one big baking tray, though. And once it's all in there, then I'm going to sprinkle the top of it with a half a cup of cheddar cheese, a half a cup of, let's say Gouda. Let's try that. A half a cup of Gouda. And then, that's going to be an interesting flavor. And then once it's all sprinkled on top there, I'm going to toss that whole thing in the oven it's going to be at, I'm going to put it at 400 degrees, and I'm going to pop that in the oven for 10 minutes. 10 minutes at 400 degrees. Halfway through, so 5 minutes in, I'm going to dump breadcrumbs. I'm going to put one half cup of breadcrumbs. I'm going to spread out and sprinkle over the top of it and then put it back in for the last 5 minutes. I'm hoping to have a nice golden crust on the top of that thing. So
this is pretty appetizing. It'll be 10 minutes at 400. I'm kind of getting excited about this.
Yeah. It'll be 10 minutes at 400. You know, I could go 12 minutes if I need it to get a little more golden brown. So I really want to say bake it until it's the edges and the top are golden brown, but I know you want precise measurements. So I'm going to say 10 to 12 minutes. And then I'm going to take it out. I'm going to let it, I'm not even going to let it rest. Fuck it. Just dig on in. I should be good. I think I'll be good at that point.
All right.
The Gouda is the real oddball for me. I don't know that I've done Gouda in a mac and cheese before, but it just sounded fun and interesting, so I think I'll try that.
I think your sauce is going to be a little soupy, but otherwise, fine.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, it can thicken. Yeah, it can. You go ahead, Joe.
I mean, there's a reason I'm this fat, boyos. I've cooked everything that is on the table right now. I've done the green bean casserole. I do mac and cheese. And I've done stuffing. The problem is I haven't made stuffing in... the last time I made stuffing, Mike, you and I were roommates. Do you remember when I had all that bread drying out in the kitchen and on the dining room table?
I do, yes.
Yeah, that was the last time I made stuffing. So my biggest problem is I'm probably going to leave shit out of the
that
recipe.
That was like 8 years ago.
Yeah, it was like 8 years ago. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is have, you said 10 people?
Yes, 10 people.
All right, like a half a pound of sourdough bread.
Yeah, sourdough.
Oh yeah. We're going sourdough. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to cube that the night before, cause I want that to dry out so it can, you know, soak up, ingredients so it's later. Then, I'm going to take a stick of butter and I'm going to, melt that up with, oh God, fucking, I gotta adjust spices. I don't even measure spices. I just throw shit in.
I think you can estimate. I did say a pinch of oregano, yeah. So you could technically.
You did say. Okay. We're talking, I said a stick of butter. We're talking some parsley, some kosher salt.
Some parsley.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, eyeball it.
Sorry.
Like two fucking tablespoons, that's, okay? Are you happy? Right, that's some
I
parsley.
I am happy.
Some
that's
parsley.
Because it's okay. Going to make it either that much better or worse.
That's true. We got to stick to these recipes, so.
Right.
Well, some would have been very easy to stick to, thank you. about a tablespoon of, that seems low. No, I'm gonna say a tablespoon of kosher salt, 2 teaspoons of black pepper. Okay, I think that's enough spices. So I'm gonna mix those spices in with the butter that's melting, and then I'm gonna add that to the stale bread cubes.
All right.
Then I'm gonna brown a pound of spicy sausage.
Ooh, yeah.
And that should take about 10 minutes, and I'll break it up in the pan as it's browning. And then I'm going to get a pan, add the cubes and meat with the spices, and then, fuck, I need a measurement. Fuck it. A cup of chicken stock.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah,
who knows?
It sounds a little
point.
Light to me, actually. Well, we'll see. I guess
it's too late now, and then I'm gonna put it into a 300 degree oven for a half hour, and ideally serve it warm.
All right, it's got to be warm. Yeah. That actually sounds fantastic. Man, I really expected us to be.
I know that sounds like a winner.
I expected us to be a lot worse at this. I think we'll find out, but not bad.
I know I chose an easy.
Yeah, but you didn't know the challenge beforehand, so it's fine.
I didn't, but I was gonna say I know I chose an easy dish, but I have been cooking way more lately. Like
that's true.
You know,
yeah, I'm gonna run to the bathroom now, so this is probably a good time for a bell.
And now we're going to me in the game segment, and we're going to be playing a little game called Racing for the Leftovers.
Nice.
And Sean, what is Racing for the Leftovers brought to us by?
Well, Joe, it's brought to us by my cat, Solo. He's just the best. Got him in 2003, 2004, somewhere around there. He's an American Shorthair, or maybe part Maine Coon or something, I don't know. Whatever he is, he's my friend. He's cute and cuddly, but in a manly way too, if that's something that's important to you. He'd make a wonderful companion for just about anyone, really. He's got experience with children and dogs.
I just realized where this is going.
Could seamlessly fit into any number of family dynamics, I imagine. And yes, he's an older cat, but he still gets around okay, and he'll chase a laser pointer, scamper up to his food bowl when it's dinner time. Scamper. That's a fun name. I mean, his name is Solo, but you could just as easily rename him Scamper. I bet he'd... I bet he'd answer
Sean,
to that.
I'm sorry, but are you trying to sell your cat?
What are you, crazy? I love my cat. I mean, it would take a huge sum of money to even get me to think about selling this potentially prize-winning cat, so make me an offer.
I don't want to buy your cat.
I get it. Buying this cat all at once would seem daunting to anybody. That's why I'm willing to take monthly installments for 36 months, or until he dies, whichever comes first. What
Look, it's
be?
Not going to happen, okay?
I see. You drive a hard bargain. What if I toss in that laser pointer I mentioned earlier, huh?
All right, you know what? Fine, yeah, I'll buy him.
Well, I'm sorry, but he's not for sale. But actually, he is. My cat Solo. He's for sale. Back to you, Joe.
Thanks, Solo?
I think he really is, yeah.
I feel like that ad was Sean sponsoring the podcast, but you said it was Solo.
Look, I mean, I'm legit trying to get rid of my cat, Solo.
He's getting pretty old.
Yeah, so if anybody out there...
That very much came across.
I don't know if I... Yeah, all right, well, good.
Gentlemen, before we get into this game, I have to give you a negative point from the previous episode where you played Subjective Trivia, the Michael Winslow edition.
Wait, what? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
So this episode, there's going to be two negative points awarded, and the first one is going to be right now.
Nice.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
It was a very close game, but with a total of 53.57% of the vote.
That is close.
The negative point goes to Mike.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm actually very surprised. Very surprised by that, based on my memory of that performance.
I'm surprised it was so close. I thought Mike
would
run away.
It was very close. The whole time that voting was open, every day I would check it, and it would be the other one of you.
Well, I'm glad you ended it.
It was amazing.
Joe, why don't you tell our listeners which episode that was and exactly what that trivia or that contest was, in case they want to go back and listen to it.
I would be delighted if I knew off the top of my head when
well, you
it
can
was.
Add that.
Episode 21, Must Be Hard to Be a Smart Raccoon. I subjected Mike and Sean to a game where they had to replicate scenarios given to them by me with only their mouths. And they made a variety of hilarious sound effects, to my delight and to the delight of several of our listeners who got the opportunity to vote on the winner, who is Mike. Mike is the winner. He wins.
He
was better.
Just like legendary comedian of Police Academy fame, Michael Winslow.
So now let's get to this week's game. Welcome to Racing for Leftovers, the game where you'll be scrambling to give me what's left. First of all, please set yourselves up on buzzin.live. All right, I've got Zoomer and Suicidal Raccoon. I don't know which of you is which.
Well,
I'm the suicidal.
Sean
raccoon.
Made the okay boomer comment, so I picked Zoomer. Zoomer, that's me. Zoomer.
Fantastic. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm the suicidal raccoon.
Great. All right, gentlemen. Here are the rules. There will be 7 rounds, each worth 2 points. I'm going to give you the first names of 5 fictional characters. And the first point will be awarded if you can tell me what the air quote dish is, meaning what groups these characters together. It might just be the intellectual property that they're from, but more likely it's a more defined group within that universe.
Oh man. did you come up with this on your own, or did you, I mean, this is nuts. This is like,
I did.
This is crazy.
So, the first point will be if you can name the group that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
The second point will be if you can give me a name from that group that doesn't appear in my list of 5.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. This is quite a nerd test.
You can buzz in at any time, but if you buzz in early, You take a big risk because I will stop reading, and if you give me a name that appears on my list, you will lose a point.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Round one. Luke. Han. Leia. Lando. All right, Suicidal Raccoon.
I'm going to say Rebels.
The answer is members of the Rebel Alliance.
Yes!
Nailed it.
All right.
And now you need to give me, for the second point, a name that is not on my list of five.
Mon Mothma.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. Unfortunately, Sean buzzed in earlier, and the fifth name on my list is Mon.
Oh, are you shitting me? Oh, my God.
I am
God.
Not.
I was trying to pick the most obscure
surprising.
One.
That is surprising.
I was going to go Akbar.
That was the one. That was the one I knew would tell you that it was the Rebels and not just like Star Wars or the protagonists
Damn.
From Star Wars. All right, round two. Seamus. Percy, Lee, Ron, Hermione, Zoomer.
Members of House Gryffindor.
That is correct.
Nice.
And a name not on my list of five.
Well, let's go with Neville Longbottom.
That is correct.
Excellent.
2 points to Mike. All right, round three. The score is Mike with two, Sean with zero. Jean-Luc. Will, Deanna, Reginald, Catherine, Suicidal Raccoon.
Star Trek The Next Generation Enterprise crew members?
you just listed a lot of things there, so I'm going to
say Enterprise crew members.
Can you get more specific than that? There were several Enterprises.
Yeah, that's why I said The Next Generation.
Yeah, but that's not a specific ship.
It's like the NC-17 or something. It's like the Enterprise fucking hotel. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't know it. I just know it's The Next Generation.
I mean, I'm inclined to say no. Mike, your thoughts?
Federation officers.
All right, I'm going to say yes to
Is
Sean because he was closer.
All right.
All right.
Because the category was crew of the Enterprise NCC 1701D.
There you go.
It was Catherine Pulaski.
Oh, I thought
Catherine Janeway.
So Catherine.
That's why I figured you meant that first Janeway. Name in there. Yeah. No. It's a curveball.
Pulaski. Really? Joe?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Sean, a name not on my list of five.
Oh, man. God damn it. Data?
There you go.
That is correct.
Thank God. All right. I couldn't remember if you'd said, like, Wesley or William or...
All right. Round four. The score is Mike 2, Sean 2. Sabrina. Francesca. Margarita. Triss. Yennefer. Zoomer.
Witches.
All right, and a name not on the list of five.
Hermione Granger.
Damn.
Neither of those answers are correct.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
All right.
And because neither is correct, I'm going to give Sean a chance to steal. But if you don't get the first one right, you can't take a shot at the second one.
Yeah, of course. Wow. Here's my thought process. I'm trying to remember how old Triss is, because I'm wondering if it's teenage witches. I'm wondering if that's
specific. Yennefer is like hundreds of years old.
Yeah, that's true. Yennefer and Triss. And Sabrina. God. My guess was witches. I got nothing else.
Oh, you know what? He's probably throwing us off with Sabrina. Son of a bitch.
I sure am, because the Sabrina I'm talking about is Sabrina Glavisig from the Lodge of Sorceresses in The Witcher.
Yeah, Sabrina really threw me off, because that my first thought was Sabrina the Teenage Witch, of course.
That's why I put it first. All right, round five. The score is still Mike 2, Sean 2. Violet, Mike, Charlie, Zoomer with a very early buzz in.
Seriously. Yeah, kids in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And a name?
No.
Well, you're going to lose your point then.
No, I just don't have to guess it.
He only loses a point if he guesses one that's on it. Unfortunately, the rest of the list was Charlie, Willy, Veruca.
Oh, so it's just characters.
It was just characters, but you specified kids, so no point awarded.
Ridiculous.
Ooh, I didn't get a chance to steal, though.
That is true.
Does that matter?
That is true. Suck it.
Well, I guess I win the game.
round six.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Round six. Score still 2-2. John. Arthur. Hal. Diana. Barry.
John, Arthur, Hal, Diana, Barry. I'm going to make a wild guess here.
Go for it, Zoomer.
I'm going to say artificial intelligences.
I don't know any of those other than Hal to be an artificial intelligence. Do you?
No.
And it's Hal 9000. Oh,
I know what it is now. I know what it is.
I know you do. Oh, you
yes,
do?
Yes, I do. Yeah, it's green. It's Green Lanterns.
Don't. God damn it, Mike. I didn't get a chance to steal.
Both of those answers are incorrect. So, Sean, you get your chance to steal.
DC characters.
So close.
DC superheroes.
Maybe the last two names would have helped out slightly. Clark and Bruce.
I said DC superheroes.
Yes, but the group was actually the Justice League.
Motherfucker.
Those are all the
Diana.
First names.
Oh,
yeah, those
damn,
are all the first
right.
names of the Justice League.
Oh, I thought very we were nice. Only doing five names total.
I thought I heard more than... It was only five, what?
Oh, the other two names of the Justice League. I see what you mean.
Okay. Correct, yeah. All right, the seventh and final category... So hopefully this does not end in a tie. And based on your performance in the last category, I don't have a lot of hope, but...
well, knowing our knowledge of DC, that was not a great choice, but...
yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it's knowing right. my right. love for it, that's where you should have gone first. Pamela. Harleen. Oswald. Victor. Jonathan. Suicidal raccoon.
I'm going to say Batman villains.
And a name not on the list?
Edward.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Wow, nice. I would not have even come close to guessing.
Holy shit. Oh my God.
The game ends with a score of Sean 4, Mike 2. Sean is the winner of the game. And is awarded the negative point.
Congratulations, Sean. Man.
Thank you. That was a shot. That was a Hail Mary on my part.
It's great when it works out, right?
Hell yeah.
I mean, I wanted them to get progressively harder, and I knew if I did anything DC Comics, it would be. All right. So with that, that is our episode for this week. And with a score of 0, we have a 3-way tie.
Oh, that's perfect, amazing. You know, for Thanksgiving.
It is.
It really
is. We're all equals for this one blessed week.
I know I joked around by giving you that horrible segment to edit earlier, Joe, but I really do love you guys, and I'm very, very thankful for both of you, and I'm grateful to be a part of the podcast. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Well, the feeling is mutual.
Yes, I also acknowledge you exist.
I mean also that. Yeah, sure. Okay.
I've been Joe Moracle.
I'm Sean Keller.
I'm Mike Pareto.
Happy Thanksgiving, unless you live outside of the country, in which case, happy
Thursday.
Yeah! A Little Nonsense is copyright 2019 by its hosts. All ads are meant to be humorously fake. Any resemblance to a company, person, or other entity, real or imagined by someone else, is either entirely coincidental or purposeful parody. If you have a question, comment, or discussion topic, you can email us through the mail hole. That's mailhole@littlenonsense.com. You can find more episodes and anything else related to the show at littlenonsense.com. And now that the end of show business is concluded, I'll kindly ask, Sean, would you please take us out?
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men. A little whimsy here and there is often very necessary. Mingle a little folly with your wisdom and you could be jolly. A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men.